Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the time out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others across the airwaves as we link hearts and minds to deepen, to conscious commune with the source of being, the absolute reality, God in us as us. And as always of recent, I begin our time together by sharing something from I've come across or read within the week regarding what we're going through. And as always, let's be intentional to hold those first responders, the people who are making our lives a lot easier in this situation and condition, the doctors, the nurses, all those involved in the hospitals, the shop staff, the delivery drivers, the internet providers, for all those who are still working, let us hold them in our hearts. And my dear friend, Reverend Arlene Powers, shared this on Facebook in the week. And it says, for a small amount of let's take a small amount of perspective at this moment. Imagine you were born in 1900. On your 14th birthday, World War I starts and ends when you are 18. Later in the year, Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until your 20th birthday. On your 29th birthday, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%, the world GDP drops 27%, and that runs until you are 33. The country near collapses along with the world economy, and then when you turn 39, World War II starts, and you aren't even over the hill yet. And don't try and catch your breath, because on your 41st birthday, the United States is fully pulled into World War II until you are 45. At 50, the Korean War starts. At 55, the Vietnam War begins. And when you are 62, the Cuban Missile Crisis threatens to end life on our planet as we know it. And when you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends. Perspective is amazing. Yes, we are in challenging times nowadays. But try to remember everything that those born in 1900 endured and accomplished, and have faith that we will endure as well. Let's be smart and help each other out, and we will get through this. A great perspective. So my title for this morning's message is called Present Moment Peace. But I want to give a little context before I get into the message. A Over 200,000 years ago, our brains were the size between 400 and 500 cubic centimeters, and we ate mostly vegetation. Then we recognized that if we ate meat, we could get more proteins and give us more energy and more of what we need. And then we recognized even further that if we cooked the meat, it made it easier to digest, and we were able to then evolve and increase our brain size, which then grew from, say, approximately to 1,500 to 1,700 cubic centimeters. By us tripling our brain size, it provided us with the ability to develop memory. And that capacity was what was so essential that our particular species, that was particular to our particular species, it allowed us this additional memory to create memories. And as a result of creating those memories, we were storing information and handing it on to subsequent generations. We created language. We were able to write and formulate thoughts. And they recognized that as a result of this, we created rituals, because we asked questions like, what happens to me after death? And they realized this from archaeological finds over 95,000 years ago, because they were finding things buried with us. So you will know that Egyptians or that used to bury with the pharaohs their wealth and things there, if they were in their spears and all of that stuff with them to go into the afterlife. So our ability to abstractly think, to be able to create memories and to ask questions, we then develop the capacity to think about not only what might happen to us, but then also what was our future like. And so as a result of all of this, our ability to make and form these thoughts about life and death and our past and our future, we started to be more in our heads, to think about and dwell in our heads a lot more than we ever did. And I mean, this is in comparison to how long the Earth has been around, but over the past 70,000 years, we kept developing more and more our abstractions and our ability to think abstractly. But what that allowed is that in our ability to think, in our ability to dwell in our heads, in our ability to now start to formulate thoughts and worries and concerns, we allowed ourselves to dwell mostly in our heads, to be continuously thinking, worrying, being anxious about our future and about our past. And whilst we've had this topic many a time, and the reason I'm coming back to it is simply because I recognize, because I myself, as I often share, I am doing the work. And I recognize how much this situation, this condition, has dragged us, I use it and emphasize it, dragged us from being in the present moment awareness and our peace that comes by being in the present moment. You see, I don't think any of us have escaped what is happening not only on a personal level but on a collective level, not only in our country but across the globe. On top of what else is going on, we have this additional concern which has us in our head. Our evolution and development of being able to think abstractly, to hold on to these memories, has us constantly in our head, thinking about remembering what life used to be like when we had freedoms, when we were able to go out when we wanted and see our friends and do the things we wanted without a second thought. You see, we are I believe, constantly in our heads, because we are continuously worrying and concerned about what will happen or what will life look like when we do come out of this, not only for our country, but for the whole world. And so I recognized for myself personally that I was not experiencing present moment peace. Whilst there may be moments where I snatched it, being back in my head, I would be continuously thinking about what steps should I be doing? What is the way forward? Do I continue with my business? Do I close my business? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? And so on and so forth. It was affecting me in a way that I hadn't even realized it. And two people this week called me. And one asked me if I was okay because last week, Sunday, so I sounded very sad. Another friend spoke to me yesterday and said she'd noticed that on my Instagram inspirational postings that something was wrong, as if I was angry. And whilst I claimed that I was neither angry or particularly additionally sad or sadder than what was going on, I realized that in spite of whatever I may be thinking or feeling, it wasn't the truth. My subconscious was seeping out and leaking into the things that I was doing. And I recognized, as I will share later shortly with you, that I had to be diligently working and consciously cultivate present moment peace. Peace in the present moment. Not peace in some future date, but peace right here, right now. And it is this thing that, as I shared with the quote yesterday, that Thich Nhat Hanh says, only the present moment is real and available to us. The peace we desire is not in some distant future, but it is something we can realize in the present moment. I can't be waiting for my peace when I've solved all the problems that I need to solve, when I've come to all the satisfactory realizations and solutions. I have to claim my peace in each moment. And I have to be conscious where I am to be able to claim that peace. And the reason why I shared how it is we developed and evolved as a species like no other species on the planet has, is because we have been able to think abstractly. We are in our heads. They said we have something between 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, but for most of us, we are unconscious of the majority of those thoughts because we're not in present moment. To be in the present moment, you have to stop and consciously look at what's going on with you in what you're doing and what you're thinking and where you are in your head, where you are in consciousness. And it requires us to be focused in every aspect of our being, just not the physical, but mental, emotional, and even the spiritual. So I want to suggest some things that we can do to help us come back, to remember to be in the present moment, and in that present moment, to claim our peace. So how do you minimize being in your head? I used to think and pride myself on how clever I was in multitasking. And noticing that I was able to do this whilst I was brushing my teeth, I could be doing my affirmations, or whilst I'm washing up, I'm planning, I'm doing. And I realized that that is part of the problem. We are scattering our energy by trying to think and do too many things at once, as opposed to being present to whatever the one thing is that you're doing. And I know that's challenging because as I came across this information and it said, if you're watching television, just watch television. Don't be doing anything else. Well, I'm a great lover of playing solitaire whilst watching television. And some of you may know I love Chinese dramas. So trying to read subtitles as well as play solitaire could be quite challenging. But it's this recognition of how we like to distract and do as many things as we can. And that robs us of being conscious in each present moment of what we're doing. So whilst I acknowledge there are some things that I can bring to myself to just being focused on doing that one thing, I also recognize there are some things I'm probably still going to continue to do. But at least the awareness is something. And when you're about to begin something, tell yourself, this is what I'm doing. I'm about to start cooking, and I am going to focus on cooking, and I'm going to focus on getting my ingredients of what I need and what I'm doing. How often is it when you're cooking, you're thinking about where you're going, what you're going to be doing next, who you need to cook? Be present to that. Begin your day by minimizing what you start off with. And it says start off slowly. Don't jump out of the bed, get rushing to do. And I think maybe it's a little easier now that many of us are furloughed, that we can take the time. We don't need to start looking at the emails or our Instagram or our Facebook posts and immediately be open our eyes. Nothing will change within the next half an hour of you not looking at it, to just take in the time to be in the moment, to do some breathing, to do some alignment, to do some intentions. And I know that we can't not think about the past. That's an impossibility. But try and just do it in small doses. Allow yourself to think about one thing and for 5 minutes or whatever, and come back to the present moment. Don't be dwelling on it for hours on end. And the same is equally true of stop projecting and worrying about the future. Again, small doses. If you are visualizing for something that you want, make that, whatever it is, your focus. But don't allow yourself to go into the worry, into the angst, into the, because everything is uncertain, the frustration with it. We have to be conscious and aware of what we are doing in our heads that are causing us anxiety. Our mental health, our mental well-being is paramount at this time. And we need to be aware of what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And although I don't always do it, when I do, I feel better, and that's journaling. To write down what you're thinking and what you're feeling. I got a real great insight this week as I was journaling what was swirling around my head. All the questions, all the solutions, all of the reasons why and the reasons not. As I journaled and wrote down all my feelings, something came to me, and as I looked at it, I saw a quote that spoke to me and helped me identify exactly why it was I was struggling, why it was I was feeling the way I was feeling. So journal. Get it out of your system. Write it, write it, write it. And I know sometimes it's easy to forget. So set your phone. Set your phone for a couple times a day to just ring and remind you, be present. Check in where you are, what's going on in consciousness, what you are doing, where you are thinking, where you are allowing your thoughts to be in your head. Present moment peace is a conscious effort we have to be making for ourselves, by ourselves. All the time. My sacred text is for the teachings of Buddha, who says the secret of health of both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. And see, our teacher also reminded us, he said, why are you worrying? You can't even turn one hair on your head white or black. We need to recognize when we are escaping from the present moment into the past or into the future, so that we can consciously come back and claim our peace. Our peace comes from when in each moment we know that God is the source of all that is, that God is good, and right where we are one with God and God's good. When we come back into that present moment peace, that present moment awareness, that present moment alignment, the worries, the angst, the frustrations, the hurts, the disappointments dissipate. For truly you are anchoring yourself in your conscious awareness of your oneness with God. My story is a sweet little story by Jerry Bradshaw, who says, the wife says, honey, would you drop the kids off at school this morning? I've got a lot of shopping to do and errands to run. Well, dear, I've got a pretty hectic day myself. Okay, I'll do it, but hurry up, kids. So Dad and his children jump into the car and they're off. The busy father glances at his watch. Why is traffic so slow this morning? Certainly people should drive safely, but not at speed. But this little old man in front of us must be sightseeing. I'll pass him as soon as I can. Take a shortcut, maybe. Oh, no, wouldn't you know it? The car approaches the railroad crossing just as the lights begin to flash and the safety gate comes down. Dad's first thought, darn it, we're going to be held up by a train and be late. So as Dad is fuming in the front seat, anxiously tapping his fingers on the steering wheel, reviewing in his mind how to make up some time, a sweet childish voice calls out from the back seat. Daddy, Daddy, we're so lucky. We get to watch the train go by. Daddy's take, an inconvenience, a delay. Child's take, the joy of a new experience. The frustration and excitement of seeing the train pass by. Every occasion could become an adversity if we don't welcome it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Awareness of the present moment is a wonderful reminder to stop and enjoy the journey and everything that it has to offer along the way. You see, to the father, it was annoying, it was frustrating. His peace was robbed of him because he could not see in this moment the beauty of just being able to pause and be with the what is in each present moment. His mind was already flying ahead. What shortcuts can I take? Can I overtake that old guy that's so slow? Can I? His present moment peace was deprived. His child, and always out of the mouths of babes, was able to enjoy the present moment, and in that present moment, she was at peace. My poem that I wish to share this morning is entitled Peace is This Moment Without Judgment by Dorothy Hunt. Do you think peace requires an end to war or tigers eating only vegetables? Does peace require an absence from your boss, your spouse, yourself? Do you think peace will come some other place than here, some other time than now? In some other heart than yours. Peace is this moment without judgment. That is all. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without thinking that it should be some other way, that you should feel some other thing, that your life should unfold according to your plans. Peace is this moment without judgment. This moment in the heart space where everything is welcome. I want to share a quote with you from Abraham Maslow, who says, the ability to be in the present moment is a major component of mental wellness. It's an essential component of mental wellness to be in the present moment. My science of mind reading that I want to share with you is entitled A New Day. The first quote comes from Lillian de Waters. The word is spoken to behold the light that is shining. The second quote comes from the science of mind, Ernest Holmes, who says, our work is done in mind alone, and our entire equipment is thought and a knowledge of the power which it utilizes. The author writes, today is God's day, brand new, ready for living. From what we understand of the divine infinity, the nature of God is to always be here and now. It is not constrained by time and space, as we are because of our finitude and form. By the same token, the here-ness and now-ness of God must tell us that it is always new as well, with no tired yesterdays clinging to it. We may have some weary past to deal with, but this means nothing to the infinite. So when we turn to God in prayer or contemplation, we are met with here, now, and new. It is best then, when we engage the infinite deliberately, that we do so with as little hanging on to us as possible. If we would release and surrender any concerns we may have, our connection to God, could be as open and fresh as possible. We could be ready to receive from the giving God as possible, and we would really be experiencing a brand new day. There is no hesitation on the part of the infinite to give of itself to us. It is only we who may approach with encumbrances. Therefore, it would be wise to forgive and let go of concerns so that we may completely receive all that God has for us. My beloved, as the author says, God is here now. There is no bringing the past to God. God is always doing a new thing, because in each moment, God sees, behold, I make all things new. So let us learn to be consciously cultivating our present moment peace. Peace in each moment. To be conscious of where we are allowing our thoughts to be. Allowing and recognizing when we are continuously in our head, frustrating over the past or the future. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life, the breath of God. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe in deeper, and as you breathe out, this is my breath, as I breathe out slower. inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in the present moment. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out peace. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in present moment. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out peace. Present moment. Peace. Present moment. Peace. Present moment. Peace. Present moment. present moment. Here, in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment as we rest in this peace to see our week ahead, to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. It is written, where there is no vision, the people perish. So as we are holding the vision for ourselves, let us add the feeling component to it. What we are feeling and visualizing must correlate as we bring our attention into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything and anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. God is the spirit, the energy, the life force whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. We live, move, and have our being, the divine omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence that is spirit. God, that is beyond all names and labels that we find. Jehovah, Yahweh, Brahma, Krishna, Buddha, nature, Christ, life, nature. God is the energy and the life force that permeates in and through all of its creation. So we know that right where we are and right where our loved ones are and right where everything and everyone is, Spirit, God, the universal consciousness is. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into commune with you at this time, we know that as we come into present moment awareness, we can realize the peace that passes all human understanding is right where we are. As we consciously choose present moment peace, we bring our attention and our consciousness back to you, the source of all that is. And so, divine beloved, grant us in our hearts to be consciously aware in each moment that you, your spirit, your life force, your presence, your power is. And as we align with this awareness, as we align with this truth, let the peace that only comes from you, saturate our souls, our hearts, our minds, our consciousness. Let us come out of our head and into our heart and remember that your peace, that perfect peace is always there if we so choose it. So as we are knowing and holding this peace for ourselves, we are knowing it and extending it out to our families, to our neighborhoods and communities, to our country, our nation, for all nations across the globe, for all nations that are dealing with this situation of COVID-19, and for all the other countries that are still dealing with other crises, whether it's in Yemen or Syria or in Africa with locusts, we do not forget their needs either. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. whilst we are grieving individually and collectively. Let your peace that passes all human understanding saturate our hearts, our souls, and minds, that we may come back to the remembrance that even though our loved ones are no longer with us, that they dwell on in the hearts and minds. For truly we come from you, and to you we shall return. This journey on earth is but a blip in eternity. And let us be at peace as we come back to this truth. Divine beloved, ground of being, absolute reality, we hold in our prayers at this time all the world leaders, our governments, and every nation, that their hearts and minds will be touched to make the right decisions, to govern the people wisely, and to not let greed or self-interest override the highest good for all. I know that there are not enough words to speak for all the needs of all your children, but I know you are the intelligence, the spirit, the consciousness that permeates in and through all of life, and therefore know the needs of each of us individually as well as collectively. So I surrender everything to you now in a complete acceptance that you know what to do and how to do it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer to permeate your being. We'll do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, wrists, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, affirm. I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. So if you repeat after me this morning's affirmation from our science of mind, I give my gifts every day with joy.
I give my gifts every day with joy.
I am a grateful receiver of the divine largesse.
I am a grateful receiver of the divine largesse.
I let nothing stand in the way of God's gift giving. Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Well, my beloveds, our rumination, our Rumi quote today, an old person's feet may not carry him far, but his wisdom enables him to soar to the skies far and beyond. So just to remind you, we have our midweek prayer, our 10-minute prayer and contemplation on Thursday, our 10 at 10. As normal, we'll be resuming. And my benediction for you today. Holy Wisdom, Mother God, may you hold my time in your hands. May your providence guide the stars and myself. May your compassion open my heart to healing in the midst of pain. Help me rest in you, trusting the future in your care and giving comfort to those who mourn, hurt, and face personal challenge. In Christ's name. And so my closing song is rapidly become a favorite. It's Jeremy Camp, and it's titled Keep Me in the Moment. Oh, Jeremy Campbell, keep me in the moment. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer and following Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connections. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.